Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Moody's Point Podcast. We've been on a big hiatus, but to be honest, to be all real, I went on a net and I've been looking at the Ja Morant story of the allegations of him punching a 17-year-old kid, and now he's flashing a gun on his Instagram Live. So I'm kind of, it gave me some inspiration. You feel me? To come back from the shadow of abyss and drop the first episode of Moody's Point for the 2023 year. So I'm just going to keep it all the way a buck with you, bro. Like, I don't understand Ja Morant. I just don't understand, bro. I just don't understand. Why do you want to be a bad guy so much, man? Like, just play ball. Focus on playing ball. Like, Allen Iverson probably was the last. What they like to label NBA players thugs to a certain extent. That's why they fucked around and made that like what rule where they had to dress business attire back in the day. It all went back to the Allen Iverson days. Like they didn't like how the way Allen Iverson dressed, bro. And but Allen Iverson, whatever Allen Iverson was doing, it didn't really affect his game. Like whatever he had off the court, he kept that to himself. It didn't make a big noise in the media. Like Ja Morant, bro, like I remember like I follow him on Instagram and like in Memphis he has a big plug. He's big with these celebrities. Like he really fucks with Moneybagg Yo a lot, you know what I'm saying? I think Moneybagg Yo even gave him a chain type shit, you feel me? But I know one incident Ja Morant has when he was in Indiana. I guess one of his people was flashing a red beam at the security, or they thought, I don't know what the fuck that shit was. And I honestly don't understand, y'all. Why do you want to be gangster so much, bro? Like, it's just not a good look, bro. It's not a good look at all, bro. For real. Like, come on. Like, niggas get all this money just to dribble a basketball, shoot that bitch in the hole, in the fucking hoop. But losing goddamn minds with it, bro. You got this big ass contract, sign a Nike, a nice little endorsement you did with Nike, got your signature shoe and everything. Your team is like second in the West. Damn near could be number one. Y'all beat Memphis, I think, yesterday. Hey, y'all on a roll, but you're just stupid allegations or whatever incident you got going where you're trying to beat up a 17-year-old. Like, it's just dumb, man. It's very, very dumb. Like, bro, what is wrong with you? Honestly. Like, I don't understand. When motherfuckers get all this money, they just lose their minds, man. Like, Ja, you don't need to be on the streets. We don't care how tough you are, bro. All the grills and all the ice you have, we don't really give a fuck about that shit. Like, you should put more effort into trying to, like, you know, make a case to be in the dunk contest. Since you like to boom on niggas in every game you play. You want to boom on AD, want to boom on Kevin Love, bro. Want to dunk on all these motherfuckers, but you don't want to fucking use that energy to, like, prepare yourself for the slam dunk contest next year. But you want to go out here flashing your gun, flashing your chains. I sound like a bitter ass OG nigga. I'm not an OG, I'm 28. But I sound like one of them because it's just disgusting, man. It's fucking disgusting. For motherfuckers who really love the sport of basketball, why do they want to see their favorite player? Why do they want to hear their favorite players, you know, want to act hard and be a thug for, bro? It's unnecessary. It's very unnecessary. Like, I just don't get it. It's bad enough they tried to get you with this incident. We don't know if it's true or not because it happened a couple years ago. So, if people don't realize, Ja Morant, it's an allegation where he beat up a 17-year-old kid and flashed a gun at him. And then, maybe not a couple hours ago, I'm just now reading about it, this man was showing on live flashing his little fucking pipe around like he that nigga, bro. Like, that's some goofy ass shit, y'all. It's some very goofy ass shit, to be honest with you. Like, I just don't understand, man. I don't get it. I just don't, man. Like, young niggas, bro. Young niggas be having all this money. They don't know what to do with it. They be bored as fuck. And then they just do dumb ass shit. So this man, honestly, if it is true, we all know what needs to happen. This man's going to get his Nike's going to drop him. Memphis probably going to suspend him or probably cut ties with that nigga. You feel me? Like, it's not smart, bro. And then you got to think about it. Like, nigga always showing his daughter on Instagram, bro. Like, is that what you want your daughter to, like, portray when she grows old, bro? Like, you have a family, bro. You representing your people. Like, you gotta represent yourself in the right way. Show an example for your daughter. You feel me? Like, why would you want your daughter to see those fucking actions when she grows old? Because she's gonna want to do the same shit too. And then, like, this nigga, his dad is at the game every fucking day. His dad is at the game, all the games he goes to. Like, if I'm T. Morant, I guess that's his name. If I'm T. Morant, bro, get your son in control, bro. That's your son. Like, you letting your son out here doing all this dumbass wannabe hood shit, bro. Get that motherfucker in control, bro. Tell this nigga no. Just focus on ball, bro. Put up 25, 30 points a game, whatever the fuck you do, bro. Try to lead Memphis to what everybody wants them to, well, everybody assumes that Memphis has a squad and they make a postseason run. Get the motherfuckers ready. Try to actually stay on the court in the postseason to have a shot at coming out the West. Even though you're probably not going to come out the West because you got Denver, you got fucking Kyrie and Luka show. You feel me? All that energy you're focusing on the streets. Kyrie and Luka laughing like, yeah, we definitely going to fuck Memphis up. Because Memphis not going to make it past. Memphis not going to make the Eastern, the Western Finals without you, obviously. They're not. They got a nice deep squad, but at the same time, it's like you can, when it comes to playoff time, the last few years, you either injured or you just don't show up. Golden State sunned you last year. You see what happened with that. You know what I'm saying? It made you look like a baby back bitch, but we don't talk about that. We just going, that's a conversation for a different day. But yeah, the Warriors sunned you last year. You feel me? You're making all these other enemies like, niggas got to get their head in the game, nigga. We're in March. The postseason start mid-April, if I'm not mistaken. The postseason is almost here. Motherfuckers are jockeying for fucking playoff position. And this is the wrong time, the very wrong time for you to be having, doing dumb shit like this, man. Like, you're actually, what they say when an athlete is a distraction to what the team is trying to do, you're being a distraction now. They're not going to really try to discipline you the way they want because, I mean, you're their franchise player. They invested their money in you. They draft you at a high rate. You feel me? So, like, they, you know. But at the same time, it's just weird. You hear John motherfucking Morant doing all this wannabe gangster shit. Like, it's funny. It makes me laugh because I really don't think he's like that shit. That's like me going to Gary in the deep trenches of Gary, bro. You know, I'm on bullshit. When I know for a fact, I am not built like that, nigga. I'm not built like that. I'm not going to try to be like I'm built like that, bro. Like, I'm just a regular-ass man, bro. I'm just, you feel me? Like, I don't do none of that shit. I mean, I'll fuck with homies, but, like, I'll fuck with homies with all that shit, but, like, I ain't the one. I'm not going to do that because it's not me. You're not supposed to be somebody you're not. That's what I've always been taught growing up. Don't be something that you're not. And that's what everybody, I feel like, has been taught in their household. But for some odd reason, man, like, people get shitty because they want to test motherfuckers gangster. Bro, who gives a fuck if they test your gangster, dog? Who cares? Think of the bigger picture. You got a championship that you're trying to win. You're trying to bring a championship to the city of Memphis. You know, you want your daughter to eat good. You know what I'm saying? I think of the bigger picture, bro. You got too much to lose. Or you'd be doing dumb shit like that, so. We'll see. Maybe those allegations will be false. Or maybe you'll find a good lawyer to, like, come, you know, overcome those odds, but. I'm not gonna lie. The shit that's coming out right now. It's not a good look for you, John. It's not a good look for you at all, bro. So, I really had to get that off my chest. And I said, hey, what better way to plug that and come back for a Moody's Point episode, which has been a very long time. Last time I dropped was October. And I know, shit like that, you always explain yourself like, damn, where have you been? And just, you know, I've just been out. I've been off the grid a little bit, you know. I've been on the sidelines trying to get myself together. But, I mean, I tell myself, you know, yeah, I'm going to always come back and drop some more shit. It's just, when I can say you just got to do it. You can say you're going to do some shit, but you got to actually physically do it for you to get the respect. You know, if you die, you can talk into existence all you want. You can manifest it. You can talk about manifesting it. Woo. But if you don't actually physically come together or come to actually do it personally, it don't mean really nothing, you know? So I can say I'm going to drop this. Woo. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. That's cool. I can say all that, but you got to find the actual time to actually do that shit. And that's kind of my motto for 2023. I've always lived my life where, like, I'm going to say I'm going to do it, but I never really do it. And they start to see your bullshit when you continually say it. Because it's going to go in one ear or the other. If you're continuously promising the people this and that, and they know the trends, it's going to go in one ear or the other. So you can tell a nigga, it's like a nigga in a rap game. Like if a nigga, like Playboi Carti or Uzi. That's a good example. It's like Playboi Carti and Lil Uzi, bro. And Playboi Carti continually say, I'm going to drop this, I'm going to drop that, or this album coming out this month, or the album coming out this week. You know, if your track record is you going to say you're going to do it, but you're not going to do it, you kind of lose your fan base. You kind of lose the trust of your fan base. It's like me. I'm a big Playboi Carti fan. I ain't going to lie. I'm a big Playboi Carti fan. If this nigga, right now, this motherfucker's probably, I don't know if he's either in jail or he's trying to figure something out because he just got caught for beating his baby mama, which is, I think it was his baby mama's girlfriend. I don't know. But he is in some deep shit, too. I don't know why these young niggas be getting some deep shit, bro. Like, when a young nigga get a lot of money, they just don't know how to act, bro. Young niggas get a lot of money, they don't know how to act. Like, they don't know how to just chill. I don't understand that. Like, They gotta do the most, bro. Let me be a young nigga like that again. Well, I'm still young, but let me be a young nigga like that with a whole lot of money. You honestly think I'm gonna fuck around and cause a big distraction to myself, bro? If anything, if I got a lot of money like that, you know, of being an entertainer, bro, you're not gonna hear from me unless my music drop or unless it's time for me to go on a court or the football field or whatever fucking athletic field it is and show out, bro. Like, I feel like with a lot of money like that, you got a lot of shit at stake. You got to prove to yourself you're worth that money. That's what every athlete should think, honestly, when they get big contracts. When a motherfucker signed to, like, 7 years, what, 255 mil, woo, all that shit. Once you sign that contract and once you consistently see that pay, then you got to think to yourself, okay, I'm him now, and I got to keep that reputation that I am him. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not going to jeopardize that big contract, do this dumbass shit, and then that second guess, oh, we should never get his money. Yeah, I mean, certain athletes, I don't know, certain people like to fleece people out of shit, but if I'm a notable, like, superstar and I get paid a max contract, I'm going to lay low. At the same time, I'm going to show motherfuckers why you invested that money into me. It's like a rapper. A rapper signs a big record deal. I just gotta keep producing bangers. I'm gonna show motherfuckers why I'm worth this and that. That's what I feel like the true meaning of being motivated by money. Money motivates you. You feel me? If I'm presenting that much of that, what is it, a ludicrous of amount of money, then yeah, I'm gonna show you why I'm worth this. Woo woo woo. You know. But they don't think of it like that. The money goes into your head. Which is sad, is like, once they sign that big contract, what they gonna do first? They gonna buy a big crib, buy a lot of jewelry, buy a lot of weed, buy the most expensive bottles in the world. I mean, you got, everybody says, in order to fuck some pussy, you gotta pay for it. They go do what they gotta do, pay for the exquisite pussy that they think, you know, can't get without money, woo woo, which is kind of dumb, but that's how entertainers think. You know what I'm saying? See, money has some other dumb shit. It's just motherfuckers, when they get to their 20s, early 20s, like a nigga who's 21 or 20 or 22, a young nigga who gets a lot of money, history shows and statistics shows that they don't know how to spend it well. It's certain motherfuckers out here in that age range who has a lot of money and they know how to invest in it wisely. Now, maybe that's probably because schools don't tell you specifically how to invest once you, you know, make it big. That's probably the school system's fault. They don't prepare people because they don't give them the notion that they could be that one person to make a lot of money. They just, you feel me? They don't give you the confidence or the motivation for you to go out there and try to do some shit like that. And that's probably why motherfuckers don't know really how to invest unless they really got to figure it out in themselves. So, like, it's a lot of blame for the setup on how to get a young nigga like that to think at a certain age, like, at a certain age to think something like that, you know? But, nevertheless, though, this is job, like, he's probably never going to listen to this, but if I'm in the camp, or if I'm, like, Ja Morant's people, and they're supposed to be his ride or dies, they obviously are not as ride or dies, because if they want to see you succeed, they're going to keep you out of trouble regardless. Like, it's a lot of people, and I guarantee it's a lot of people in Ja Morant's, like, camp or whatever, like, entourage this nigga got, to the point where they should tell a nigga, look, bro, you need to chill a little bit, bro. You got a lot to ride. You got a lot of stake, bro. You got a lot of stake, for real. Okay? It's like, you gotta watch how you move around this. You gotta watch how you move. You're an NBA player, bro. You're making all these millions of dollars. Okay, you play on one of the best teams in the West. Your name is gonna constantly come up in media. You just gotta move better. And like, even still, like, where are the, like, the NBA veterans that been in the game for a minute to try to tell this nigga? Like, Shane Sharp, and like, I be seeing Shane Sharp be, you know, bashing him a lot, but if I'm Shane Sharp, I would not be bashing him. If anything, I'll be trying to get a nigga's head too, but at the same time, I realize that's probably not gonna happen. Kind of ended up getting into a fight with his dad at that Laker game a while ago. So, he, of course, Shane Sharp's gonna eat at it, you know what I'm saying? He been waiting like shit this happened to get his, you know, get back. But all I do is say this, bro. Ja, you need to move better, bro. You like a young role model to these kids growing up playing who want to play basketball. Be like you, dog. You just gotta start. You gotta honestly disown that entourage you got. Woo. You know, keep all the distractions, you know, outside of the court, bro. Because you're in a lot of deep shit. And the shit that's coming up in your name with these gun law, with these gun situations, and then you allegedly beat up a 17-year-old kid. It's not a good look, bro. It's really not a good look. This might be a big L could potentially happening, bro. I don't know what you got going on, but I mean, like I said, Allen Iverson, bro. He was that nigga, bro. But like, at least he continuously, whatever he was doing off the court, man, he, you know what I'm saying, he kept that to himself and still balled and still became the legend that he is today. But you just need to chill, Ja. Just need to chill, bro. You're not that nigga. Like, you're not in there like that. You're not from the fucking trenches like that, dog. Just chill. It's okay. We get it. You're a suburb ass kid, nigga. We see the pictures. Just chill, bro. Why destroy your empire? And why destroy the ways to eat for your family to eat? You doing dumb ass shit like that. I think your daughter, bro. Anything. She don't want to see her daddy, you know, and locked up for some dumb ass gun shit. You know, you could have kept yourself out that situation easily. I don't know, man. Young niggas just gotta think. They gotta think of the bigger picture. But like I said, man, money changes a lot, niggas. Money make you do a lot of different shit, so it makes sense. But I just had to get that off of my chest because I keep consistently seeing this nigga name when it comes to shit like that. I always think to myself, bro. Bro just need to chill. Bro needs to like take like a 10-day vacation or something. Stay out the public eye, get away from them motherfuckers or something. I don't know what he got going on, but, like, he needs to be on some solo dolo shit. Just stay yourself, bro. Stay yourself. Move quietly by yourself. You don't need all of them niggas around you. There's no point, bro. Like, having an entourage like that is dumb. So, yeah. I know, that was my way of getting back into the movies podcast. That was my way of coming out the dust of the cobwebs. It just pissed me off. I keep seeing this motherfucker's name constantly in the news. And I'm like, bro, it's just, like, this man just needs to chill, bro. Like, it's not a good look. It's annoying that I gotta keep hearing his name about some shit that he just need to get the fuck out of. It's stupid, bro. Like, I've seen these. I'm on YouTube right now. I type in John Morant. First thing I see, Instagram Live with the gun or fucking this. They grilling his ass about the altercation. Of course, he's going to, like, you know. Of course, he's not. He's not going to publicly, you know, come out and address it. He's going to beat around the bush. But, yeah, Job, how are you? I don't chill the fuck out, bro, because your name's hot right now, and not for a good reason. So, yeah. The young nigga about to figure out is what it is. But, yes, like I said, this is the Moody's Point podcast. You know? It's been a minute. Last episode was October. First episode of 2023. I missed the what was it? I think it was like the second 2 year anniversary of when this episode, when this podcast came out. The first Moody Point was created 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. I missed the anniversary, which is sad, but we are like 3 years strong now, man. Almost 3 years strong. So clap it up. I know I've been kind of inconsistent with the episodes, but a lot of shit goes on in the world, you know? A lot of shit be going on in the world where you got to take care of other inevitables, is what they said. You got to take care of other shit that's going on. Like, it's not, I'm not like, you know, like I said, I'm not like Uzi where I'm doing side missions instead of dropping the album, but, I mean, I have did a lot of side missions lately, trying to get my shit right, but like I said, this John Moran situation got me. I had to like, you know, it had to be talked about. Cause it just, I keep consistently seeing it, and it's just sad. So I hope that nigga get his shit right, because playoffs is coming off, and for you to have this consistently hung over your name is gonna be a very, very big distraction. So get your shit together. Now with that being said, I mean, like I said, it's been another episode of Moody's Point. More to come soon. Just wait on it. It's your boy Moody. Moody out.